A Prayer for Hanging On by Sharon Janes. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. Just because you don't see God working doesn't mean that he isn't. Jesus said, "My Father is always at work." John 5:17. The writer of Hebrews notes, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Hebrews 10:35. Today, you might be on lap number 7 and not even know it. Joshua told them to march around Jericho, but he didn't tell them how many times they were going to have to do it. He just said to march forward and remain silent. Suppose they had stopped on day 6 saying, "This is ridiculous. I'm not feeling it. Not one stone has fallen to the ground. I don't see any progress. Those folks are probably in there laughing their heads off. I'm going home." They would have missed the blessing. I wonder how many times I have missed the blessing because I stopped too soon. Perhaps you've wondered, how much longer will I have to wait until God brings my prodigal home? How much longer will I have to struggle with this unbelieving husband? How much longer will I have to endure this dead-end job? How much longer will I have to go without a job? How many more laps will I have to walk around Jericho before the walls come tumbling down and I can take hold of my promised land? I don't know the answer to the questions of how much longer, but I do know this. Tomorrow could be the final lap. Don't give up too soon. Can I tell you something? Sometimes I get tired of writing books, posting devotions, and crafting blogs. But as I sit down to the keyboard, I realize that something I say might be just what someone needs to take that last lap around her walled-up promise. So I write. And then someone has the courage and sustenance to take one more lap. Keep going, my friend. Let's pray. Lord, sometimes I just get tired of trying, tired of hanging on, tired of believing for a miracle. Fill me with your power to persevere. I'll take the next step and believe for the next day. I will not give up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.